Hello everyone, this is LinguaCast, a series of podcasts on the joy of language learning from Brass House Languages at the Library of Birmingham. Hello everyone and welcome to another LinguaCast. My name is Pascalina and in today's episode we continue the conversations with language learners who participated in the haiku contest we organized at Brass House in Term 1 and they won the first prizes. For more information on the haiku competition and more conversations with the winners, you can listen to the previous episodes if you haven't done so. Today, we meet Lauren, who won the prize for a beginner learner. She's talking to us about the joy and the challenge to write a poem in a foreign language as a beginner. She also shares with us her enthusiasm about language learning and her classes at Brass House. Hello, Lauren, and thank you very much for being here with us today.
It's nice to be here with you, Lina.
Thank you. So, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners first?
Yeah, I'm Lauren, and I'm studying Mandarin, Chinese, and Spanish at Brass House.
Excellent. So, Lauren, let's go to the haiku contest you participated in, and you won the prize for a student on beginner's level, absolute beginner's level. So, would you like to talk to us about this experience and let us know first what motivated you to participate in the first place?
Okay, I started learning Mandarin Chinese in January of last year. So I'd been studying for almost a year when the haiku competition was announced. I have a lot of fun studying in my Mandarin class. And I've read a little bit of Mandarin language poetry to help practice. So I decided to give it a go.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I'm very impressed that you were reading poetry. You know, obviously it depends on the type of poems and all this, but it's not the first literary type genre that somebody would go when they start studying a language. Well done.
Well, actually, I made a friend at Brass House who is studying a different course, but she used to teach English and Mandarin, Chinese, and she gave me some of the poems that she used to use with her students. So they're not like the most metaphorical poems. They're there to help you learn more vocab.
For learning, indeed. Yeah, I should have thought. Excellent. So, how was the actual experience of writing the haiku? What did you enjoy most during this process?
It was quite difficult to write a haiku because I haven't been studying for very long. So, it's still quite difficult to construct grammatically correct sentences, let alone more than one. I think the part I enjoyed most was once I'd written a draft, I had more ideas and I could edit it. But until I got to the point where I actually could edit, it was quite difficult.
I see. I can see your point here. Once you have a basis, then you feel a bit confident or a bit relieved that I have this and now I can make it better and you feel a bit more relaxed. Obviously it must have been quite challenging for a student on a beginner's level. And as you mentioned, obviously you were not absolute beginner, but you started last January. And when this was announced, it was end of October or early November. So obviously, with just a few months, you were still on the beginner's level, and it must have been quite challenging. So that's why we thought we should reward the effort of a beginner. The final outcome was great, We wouldn't have thought that this is from a beginner, but indeed, I'm sure that it added an extra layer, regarding the talent. Anything else regarding the challenges or the joys of writing the haiku?
Well, I learned a lot of new, I had to learn new grammar and new vocabulary in order to write the poem, because what I tried to do was find some like authentic Mandarin phrases that I knew made sense. So I was reading articles about ways to express certain ideas, like how to use certain adjectives, and then tried to figure out a simple sentence that I knew was grammatically correct, and then I can change the adjective, or you can change a noun, and then eventually, you know, you can build yourself some sentences.
Exactly. So somehow it, let's say, it enriched your learning experience. It's made you, you know, make the step forward and learn some new things in order to deliver in this context, and that must have been it's quite fruitful and creative, I would say. In other chats I had with the rest of the winners, at some point one of them mentioned that sense of achievement. Did you feel something like that in the end?
Definitely. Once I had written an actual sentence, I was very proud of myself before I even entered the competition, because I was happy that I had managed to learn some new vocabulary on my own and then use it. Yeah. And then when I managed to write a poem that was the right number of syllables, I also felt very proud. So after that, I didn't care whether I won anything or not. I was already a winner in my own mind.
Exactly. And I think that should be the attitude, because I think all of you are winners in the sense you described it, exactly, that it's this achievement to achieve this, to express yourself in a literary form, which has also its own rules and quite strict rules regarding the syllables, and also this was a common pattern in my other conversations, that actually it's much more challenging to express yourself in the short form rather than, you know, in a longer form. So that also adds to the challenge. Great. So, you mentioned about the languages you study at Brass House currently. Would you like to talk to us a little bit about learning a language, and what does it mean for you? What do you enjoy most? How have you benefited from this learning process?
So the languages I study are Mandarin Chinese, which I've been studying for just over a year, and Spanish, which I've just started, I think, last term. So this is my second term of learning Spanish. Mm-hmm. Firstly, I have a lot of fun in my classes. I have really great teachers and really great classmates. So I'm motivated to keep learning because I'm having fun getting to talk to people, and I'm in classes with people who are willing to practice in the language with me, which makes a real difference in terms of staying motivated and enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I like that you highlight the element of fun, and also how people in adult education are very determined, they come determined to learn and very motivated. So this can be inspiring for the rest of the group. And also it's good to mention the fun element. We need to have fun while we are learning. Sometimes we might forget about this, but it's very, very important. Well, great. So as we are going towards the end of this conversation, we are going to read your haiku for our listeners. I'm going to read the English translation, and you're going to read the original one in Mandarin. And this is how we will end our conversation. How did you feel about having a book out of this and having your haiku in a book?
I feel very proud, and it means I can share some of the things I've been learning with my friends and family, because some of my friends know I go off to learn languages in the evening, but it's nice to have something that I can share with people and that I can be proud of and keep in the future.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's something solid. You can hold it in your hands, and as you said, we can show the others. And it must be very satisfying. And also, yeah, it's as the head of the faculty for Israel and Languages said, you're published authors now. You know, it's something, it's even true. If it's a small thing, it's still something, it's a step forward, it's an achievement, as we said. Excellent. So, I'm going to read the English translation, and then you're going to read your haiku in Mandarin. Before that, I would like to thank you for your participation, for your great poem, and also to congratulate you on winning the prize. And hopefully we will have the chance to chat again on language learning in the future.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you to Brass House for creating a great environment for language learners like me.
Thank you very much for your kind words, Lauren. It's always a pleasure to have you around. So, walk the road slowly. When you arrive at the peak, you will find beauty.
Yan lu man man zou, dang ni duo da shan ding she, jing se hui hen mei.
This was our last podcast on the haiku competition. I hope that you enjoyed these conversations and you found them inspiring. Don't forget that you can read all the poems in the link provided in the podcast notes. Also, a selection of them is exhibited in the lounge area at Brass House Center at the Library of Birmingham on the first floor. If you enjoy our podcasts, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms, and rate us with 5 stars to help us promote them. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, links provided in the podcast notes of the episode. Stay tuned as more episodes are coming next weeks. Thank you for listening. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening. It was LinguaCast, a series of podcasts on the joy of language learning from Brass House Languages at the Library of Birmingham.